One of these weeks' Torah reading is called Bechukoisai, which literally means in my rules. And among the different subjects that the Torah talks about, there's a whole long list of 48 terrible curses that would happen to the Jewish people when living in the land of Israel. After leaving Egypt, they would be in the desert a certain amount of time, and then they would go into, they went actually into the land of Israel, and terrible things would happen if they don't follow the Torah mitzvahs. And the truth is that all of this already happened by the destruction of the first temple. Each one of these things happened actually. So to speak, it's a story. But we have to understand, what does it mean that God curses the Jewish people? Doesn't make any sense. Or in any case, what does it mean that God curses anyone? God is the source of blessings. What do you mean, curses? You could answer that actually there's a whole system of reward and punishment. If you behave nice, God gives you a reward. If you don't behave nice, God punishes you and so on. However, just the idea that God curses a person even after not behaving properly, it's mind-boggling. Doesn't make any sense. Again, God is the source of blessings. So we have to say that there's something deeper into these curses. And the truth is that when you actually learn about them and you actually learn a deeper perspective of things, these are not curses. These are blessings. And the truth is that this is not just a Hasidic thought and so on. Rather, it's a story in the Talmud. So I'll read to you the story very basically. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had a son, Rabbi Elazar. And one day, Rabbi Shimon sent his son to two rabbis to receive blessings from the rabbis. So Rabbi Elazar did what his father said, and he went to the rabbis. And the rabbis asked him, what do you want? What do you need here? And he explained, my father sent me to you, so you bless me. And they said the following thing, I'm going to read to you. They said to him like this, may it be God's will that you should sow and not reap. You should bring in and not take out. And you should take out and not bring in. And that your house should be destroyed and your lodging place should be inhabited. That your table should become confused and it should now not see a new year. That's what the rabbi said. So Rabbi Elazar went back to his father. And the father asked him, no, what did they tell you? And Rabbi Elazar was scared. They told me this and that, all kinds of curses. And Rabbi Shimon told him, look, the truth is, these are all blessings. These are not curses. And Rabbi Shimon explained each one of them. He said like this, you should sow and not reap. That means you should bear sons and they should not die. You should sow and not reap. And when they said that you should bring in and not take out, that you should bring brides for your sons, and they should not, then your sons should not die. And when they said you should take out and not take in, you should have daughters, and their husbands should not die. And therefore, the daughters return to you, like take in. The daughters return to the father's house. And when they said your house should be destroyed, and your lodging place should be inhabited, the house, so to speak, is the grave. And the lodging place, which is like a temporary house, temporary place, is this world. So your grave should be destroyed. That means you should not die. And your temporary place should be inhabited. You should live long years, basically. That's what it means. And when they say that your table should be confused, all full of sons and daughters. So everybody's making noise and so on. And when they say that you should not see a new year, that means your wife should not die, and therefore you should not marry another wife, and then keep what it says in the Torah, that for a whole year, that person did not go to the army, and so on. This is how Rabbi Shimon explained to his son the quote-unquote blessings, curses that he received. Now, question is, why did these rabbis explain and tell this Rabbi Elazar such quote-unquote blessings? Why didn't just say, like, blessings? You should have children and so on. And the answer is that Hasidic thought explains, now we do go to Hasidus to explain this thing. Hasidic thought explains that real blessings come from a very, very lofty and high spiritual place. In such a way that when it comes down into this world, it looks like curses. But the truth is, that within the curses are actually blessings. What does it mean? And the idea is, at least one of the explanations is, that when a person has tests, challenges in life, he should know that these challenges and difficulties are there for you to bring out your best within you and actually use it to realize your own potential. And again, these challenges, difficulties, quote unquote, curses, are not really bad things in the life of a person. Rather, are things that take the person to the next level. If a person just remains in one level for the whole life, the truth is, you might be, quote unquote, okay, fine, but you're not growing. And the fact that you're not growing, actually, that shows that you're actually going down. There's no such a thing as remaining in one single place for the whole life. The fact of remaining in one place means that you're going, actually going down. Why? Because every single day you should be closer to God. God is infinite, so you always can be closer to God. And if you're not doing it, you're actually getting further and further from God. And what you're expected to do, you're not doing it. So you're going back. You're not realizing your potential. That's why Rabbi Shimon explained to his son, these are great blessings. Now, the fact that this story actually happened with Rabbi Shimon and his son is not just another rabbi, whatever, something happened. No. Rabbi Shimon is one of the greatest sources of the mystical part of the Torah, the secrets of the Torah. And that's why this story within the curses and blessings that are actually blessings happened actually with Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon was able to see within the physical reality what's actually behind it and what's actually the source, spiritual source of this whole thing. And every single person that learns actually the mystical part of the Torah, which today is expressed in Hasidus, that brings down very lofty and abstract concepts into practical life, when a person is connected to Hasidus, a person actually can see, so to speak, and can at least understand, even though it's difficult to go through the challenges, but at least you can understand that there's something deeper into this. And after all, God is the source of all blessings. And we should be merit to not just have to see the curses and think about the blessings, rather see the blessings with our physical eyes, as it's written that when Mashiach will come, our eyes will see godliness.